Martin Bones was born in England and says he's always been fascinated by the history of the plague. He says it was on YouTube trying to find a BBC special about it a few years ago when he came across something else.
So I put in bubonic plague, and about 10 hits down was this scene from a song called It's Bubonic. And I'm like, that looks like fun. So I started listening to it. I fell in love with the song, started looking into the show. Eventually found out it wasn't published anywhere, and just literally emailed the writers with, hey, have you considered letting anybody else do this, and can I do it?
Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Plague the Musical is an offbeat comedy written by David Mazingen and Matt Townend, kind of a cross between Little Shop of Horrors and Faust, with a heavy dose of Monty Python for laughs. Plague's website boasts that it's the first musical to base an entire love song around a recorder playing 12-year-old with a kidney disorder.
It's literally, it's the British sense of humor. I mean, it's hilarious because it's so awful. One of my favorite things about it is that it has no socially redeeming value. It really is just fun. It pokes fun at the plague. It pokes fun at the surroundings of the plague. It pokes fun at other musicals. I mean, the whole thing really is a very satirical, hilarious piece of work.
The story begins in London, just before the plague. It centers on a young man named Clive, who takes a job with a down-on-his-luck undertaker. When Clive falls for Isabella, the beautiful daughter of an alchemist and the undertaker's arch-enemy, Clive becomes caught between those who would profit from death and those trying to end it forever. Throw in some rats, druids, and 11 original songs, and you get the idea.
Basically, everyone's singing and dying.
Rutland's Taylor Ampetelos plays Clive.
People will go home singing the music and then having it in their heads and then complaining the next day about the songs not leaving their heads because it is so catchy. The songs are brilliant. The rhymes and the way that they incorporate the story into the songs is just amazing. It's perfect.
For the first time at the popular Fringe Performing Arts Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland in 2008, it won that year's Pick of the Fringe Award. Since then, it's been performed in London and Germany, but not yet in the United States. Martin Bones lives in Bridgewater, but says thanks to Facebook and emails, he's become good friends with the show's writers.
They definitely are happy that somebody else is doing it. As Matt put it, it was really a homage to all the things they loved growing up, and it's best done in a small community group, and it's best done with lots of love as opposed to lots of flair.
Bones says they'll try and provide both when the show opens this weekend. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in West Rutland.